different stages of life. The Babe Rainbow. You might have heard some of them last week. I remember them. On the line I've got with me today, Jake Green. Jake Green is an ultra skater. Jake, I'm just going to let you take it away. What is an ultra skater?
So it's basically, I'm just doing a massive distance over the course of 10 days. So it's like ultra marathons where they run 100 miles within 24 hours. Whereas I'm doing 1,000 kilometres across 10 days from Sydney to Brisbane.
And when we say skating, roller skating or...?
Rollerblading.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry.
The four that are in a line instead of the quads.
I couldn't imagine doing either, but sure.
Yeah. It's pretty difficult. Like when I did Canberra, it was pretty hard. That was 300 kilometres over 3 days.
What part of your body hurts the most after skating for that long?
Just your feet.
Okay.
It was mainly my feet. It wasn't too bad. Like, blisters weren't too bad and stuff, but it was just, I just needed to sleep as much as possible.
So you're not going to do the 10 days with non-stop though, right? There's going to be some breaks
in there? I'm going to try to do 10 days non-stop, yeah. Because what I had with the Canberra one, I went on my own. Mm-hmm. So I had a tent on my back, all my gear with me and water and stuff like that. I kept on running out of water along the way and having to stop at houses, asking if I could fill it up and stuff. when I saw a house anyway. But with this one, I've got a support team coming with me in a caravan.
Amazing.
Stopping in like 30-kilometre increments. So then I don't have to carry anything. I've got plenty of water available. And if I need anything, I can just ring them and they can come to me.
So that's your first ask. If you see this gentleman skating along, please give him some water. It is for a good cause, though. What made you decide that this is something that you could do and give back to?
So, I wanted to just do something that I thought, because I know people can do this as well and skate a distance or do like these big physical endurance things. So I wanted to do something that I could for a charity. I picked Beyond Blue because they support people with anxiety, depression, and it's about suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. So I've had a number of friends that have used the hotline before and stuff because they provide 24-hour support through hotline, online chats, and they have like a ton of resources on their website as well. So I know people that have used it, so they're the reason why I picked that charity. And I just wanted to do it to push people, really. I saw a guy do it in America called Caleb Smith, who did 700-something kilometres from San Francisco to LA.
Yep.
And I got back into skating last year, and I was like, I've never been to Brisbane before, so what better way to...
Look, I know flights are limited, but yeah. It's not that limited. So what's the biggest thing when you're out and about? I mean, it'll be totally different having a support crew this time, but what did you notice out and about in the middle of nowhere in Australia? Obviously, I can hear you from England originally. So what did you experience out there in nature? I'm assuming it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. Like, a lot of the way I did go down, like, the highway a lot. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of what you see in the car, but you just take in more. But you've got to be, like, when you're skating along as well, you've just got to be very present in the moment because you're looking for any cracks in the road, anything that can trip you up, and just you're just a bit slower.
Yeah.
So you get to take in things a bit more. And it was, a lot of time by myself going a bit. Did go a bit stir crazy. Stopping talking to animals and like llamas and alpacas that I saw at the side of the road. So it was just me on my own having a chat with a bunch of animals.
So it will be a different experience this time, but you've got a lofty goal. I'm pretty impressed. You're already halfway there. You're aiming to raise 10Ks?
Yeah, aiming to raise 10K. I'm at 5,800 something at the moment.
Yep.
I expect to surpass it, obviously. But what it is, the whole Canberra one was a trial for this and to build up a bit more awareness towards this next trip.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully all goes to plan. The plan was to set off this Friday.
Okay.
But obviously with border restrictions and stuff like that may be coming in, it may be pushed back a tiny bit.
Okay.
I just want to, I enjoy skating. I want to push people to do it. I think it's something that not a lot of people or more people got into through COVID.
Yep.
And got back into it at an older age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I think it's a great cause. and I just really want to push forward.
And did I hear that your skates actually got stolen at one point as well? You had to replace those?
Yeah, my skates got stolen. So I skate to and from work. I literally skate everywhere.
Yeah.
I probably skate about 50K a day.
Wow.
On average.
Yep.
And I took them to the pub with me after work, left them under the table, went outside quickly, came back in, they was gone. And I've got like the CCTV footage, seeing two guys walking out with them, carrying one each, walking out the pub door.
I have no idea why, but if that was you, you can give them back and you know how to get in touch. Jake, what's the best way to get in touch with you? They can follow you on Instagram, right? And they can donate. How can people donate as well?
So on my Instagram's JG46.
Why is it not at Jake Can Skate? I know it's taken, but I'm annoyed by that for you.
I've got JG Skates as well.
Okay. But this one is at JG46. Yep, cool.
JG46. And there's a link in my bio that has all the links to all my other social media platforms and the links for the charity as well.
Perfect.
So you can find everything in there, basically. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, the skate groups that we have around Sydney, going around Sydney, taking people around different areas and on little tours as such.
Cool. So they can follow along with your journey. Hopefully you're leaving on Friday. If not, I'm sure you'll update everybody on social media. And people get around them. This is a big effort, so good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, and I look forward to hearing about it at the end.
Cheers, I'll let you know. Thank you. Bye.
That was Jake Grant again. If you want to donate or follow along with him, 10,000 Ks is nothing to be laughed at JG46 there, and it's got a whole link as well as on Linktree as well, how we can donate and everything. Beyond Blue, and of course, if you feel like you do need to speak to someone, Beyond Blue, 1300 224636. You can give them a call, as Jake said, it's 24 hours and lots of support available for you.